Whew. God is good. And all the time? That's right. Hey, now check this out. Has anyone ever played tug of war? Yes, no, maybe so. Well, if you've never played, it's a game with a rope and a scarf on the center, along with two forces, katero, on either side, in which they have to get the scarf past a drawn line, and whichever side gets the scarf over the line wins. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Everyone here is in their own battle of tug of war. So if you're listening to me, you must have heard me say the word kathero, which is the Greek word to pull, pulling, which means to take down. With that, we are in a meson, which is another Greek word for between, which means up to the middle of, which means we are all up to the middle of good and evil, or how we would say it, up in the middle of good and evil, in which we are fighting to win this battle, the battle for good, the good fight. Now, trust me, for this battle, it won't be easy, because we have a difficult opponent, the devil. With his ally that comes in many different forms, but is commonly known as sin. If we turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against those, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." This is explaining you won't be able to see your opponents, but they are out there. Also, in Psalms chapter 25, verse 19, "Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me." This is saying you have sin that you are struggling with. This is stating your opponent, the devil, and sin, aka your foe, that is evil, panero, evil that comes labor, that causes labor, pain, and sorrow. That's a lot. Now believe me, the devil wants to drag you down to hell, stopping you from going to heaven. Because the devil is known for devouring people, as in 1 Peter chapter 6, verse 8. "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." Now that's scary. Now, if you don't want to be defenseless in this tug of war for your soul's resting place, you must have and utilize three pieces of power given to you from God. One of the first pieces given to you from God is the Bible heroes. By following their examples of putting their faith unto God, just as Joshua in Joshua chapter 6, Joshua had fought the battle of Jericho and entrusted himself to God's will, being able to destroy the walls of Jericho just by marching around it and blowing ram's horns. Or how David in 1 Samuel defeated Goliath with just a sling and a rock, with David being the size of a little middle schooler and Goliath being twice the size of Shaquille O'Neal and three times as strong. Along with Gideon in the book of Judges, he attacked the camp of the Midianites and the Amalekites with only 300 men. 300. The Midianites and the Amalekites had a joint total of 135,000 men. Only 15,000 survived. Can you believe that? I can, because that's the power of God. You must follow by their example and put your faith unto God. The second piece is to be able to put on the armor of God, as in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." So, to put on your armor, we can still look into the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 14 through 17, listing every piece of holy armor in the following. "Stand, therefore, fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes forgiven by the gospel of peace, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now this will give you protection that only God can give to you. Speaking of God's protection, because God has given unto us his divine protection. Because God will fight for you, as in Exodus 14:14, it states, the Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. Well, I don't know about you, but God's divine protection is the strongest defense in your arsenal of fighting this tug of war against the devil and your sin. Because you ultimately have God on your side, and that is dunamis, power, meaning dynamite. And what is dynamite? A great power that cannot be contained. With that uncontrollable power on your side and using the other pieces of holy equipment that God has given to you, you begin to brand yourself with titles such as a vanquisher of your inner demon, just as in Malachi chapter 4, verse 3, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet, and the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Another title given will be conqueror of the worldly temptations, the one who walks with God, just as it is seen in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Along to adding of titles, one of the best, most strived for, is the one with an eternal inheritance. As in Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, and Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. The first one stating, the one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. And the other, Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. So, through it all, if you would truly like to go to heaven and live forever with God, then use the holy equipment given to you, and you will be able to go to heaven. Because all the time, God is good. And God is good all the time.